Lord is my light and my salvation. But how gracious of the Lord Jesus Christ to become our director and our guide. And the fact that he is willing to have me follow him, he is willing to lead me day by day and step by step. And wouldn't I be a fool if I didn't follow him? Wouldn't I be? And yet, how many, many people are such fools. They go their own way, and for a while it seems all right, but after a while they get into the bog and they can't get out anymore. How often we see that. I found out in my business when I still was working with metals that all metals, silver, platinum, gold, and whatever the metals were, they yielded to certain laws of nature. I had to learn the business from the bottom up. And it was a hard job at first. I spoiled many a job because I didn't know how to apply the fire or the acid or how to go about it. I had to learn that by myself. But I was always so happy when I found out that there was one way that worked perfectly. Once you've discovered that way, you can go to work and make your masterpiece. It works. I remember many times I was very, very happy when I had discovered the method of working with gold and with platinum and with diamonds and rubies, and I found out just how to do that. There were times when I had pretty good teachers. I had a fellow that had gone through himself, and he taught me these tricks. They say there is a trick to every trade, and there is. Carpenters know that. Shoemaker knows that. Seamstress knows that. Anybody that's learned a trade knows that there are tricks to every trade. That is, there are certain methods of usage that work, and they work wonders. I found out how we got a job one time to make an engagement ring. I was going to say an elopement ring. It was an engagement ring. And we'd never seen one like it. Well, the man next to me worked it out. And after a while, he became my boss. And then when we found out how to work that, I had a wonderful job. I turned them out like hotcakes. I knew just how to go about it. I told you once before how the Lord helped me to make an invention of a flexible bracelet made of platinum. And I think today, after 40 years, other jurors are still wondering, how is that made? It worked so perfectly, but they couldn't figure out how it was done, and I didn't tell them how. But there was a certain way that worked perfectly, and it's that way in the spiritual life. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Oh, that's the desire of every young man, to live pleasing to God. How am I going to go about it? I remember when I was a young man, 18 years old, I was stricken with what seemed to be the galloping consumption. And I said, God, if I have to die, I want to die like you want me to die. That was my prayer. There's a way to live, there's a way to die, but above all, there's a way to walk and to please God. And you know, that will make a difference in all eternity. Oh, Epaphras prayed for the Philippians, constantly for the Colossians, that they might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And I think there's no holier, happier ambition for a child to have than to be pleasing to Jesus as a child, or a young man to be pleasing to God as a young man, or a middle-aged person to please God as a middle-aged person. A married person to please God as a husband or as a wife, or an old person to please God as a grandpa or a grandma. And there is a way, and God shows us the way. Jesus Christ himself is the way, and when you've discovered the way, it works. We say in German, wie geschmiert. You know what that means? Like lubricated. Wonderful. But if you don't find the way, it just doesn't work.
Isn't it wonderful that Jesus says, he that followeth me, I'll see to it that he shall not walk in darkness. He shall have the light of life. No wonder David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And every one of us has the privilege to adopt this light, to have it shining within us and through us and from us.
But like I had to learn my business, I had to learn my trade, and it was a job the boss demanded of me. He paid me. He demanded of me to put in 8 hours at least every day, doing my best, getting out to work. And I wanted to please my boss. And when I got into the ministry, I said, God, I'm going to be as faithful to you at least as I was to my earthly boss. I saw there was a danger of letting down. When you have no earthly boss over you, then you can do as you please, a good deal. But I said, nothing doing. I'm going to take Jesus as my boss, and he's been such a wonderful boss. And I said, if I ever get into the ministry, I'm going to try the Bible, and it works wonders. It'll work wonders for all of us, every one of us. Oh God, how foolish people are. I saw a little boy one day, he was sitting on the sidewalk. Somebody, I think his father or grandfather, had given him a board, a wooden board, and a hammer and some nails, just to keep him busy. Here he was sitting on that board and hammering these nails through this board. And every time they came through, they struck the sidewalk and they went crooked. And I stood there and I had to laugh, because every time a nail went crooked, he would get as mad as hops and kick and yell at that nail and at that hammer. And then he'd take another nail and do the same thing. Went crooked again, and he got mad again. The third nail went crooked, and never dawned on him that the fault was not with the nail, but with him. He was not following the law of nature and doing the thing like he should have done it. I met a married couple some time ago. They're young people. Both of them are nice-looking young people, and they have nice... They have a lovely family, children, such beautiful children. And they've not been married so awfully long, but they can't live with one another. If you've got two tomcats and tied them together by the tail and hung them over a wash line, you'd have a scene like you see in that home every day, practically. And what is the result? Why, they're breaking up the home, they're cursing their children, they're cursing themselves. They're making life miserable for themselves, and simply because they don't follow Jesus. And then I went to another home. A few days later, these young people are also married a short time, or 2 years maybe. They have a beautiful child, and they just built themselves a lovely home. Man has a job, and he likes his job. And I saw that he told me, you know, since we got married, we love one another more and more every day. And God was in that home. And it was a pleasure to come into that home and just to sit down with these people, to play with the child, to see the sweetness of this home. It's a home like God wants it, and like God could make it for everybody, and all married people in all the world could have God Almighty in their homes and could have the peace that passeth all understanding, and could see their children grow up like vines by the side of their houses, and could bring their children up in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. What would you think of a man that took a saw and sawed off his own nose just to spite his face? Because he doesn't like the looks of his face. And yet, that would be no more silly than these young people that cannot live in peace. They could just as well, if they would follow the Lamb, if they would follow Jesus Christ. Listen, if you will follow Jesus Christ, you shall not walk in darkness. Those shadows will flee away. Those fogs will go. You'll have Almighty God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And could any human being desire anything more wonderful than that?
You may never own a home upon this earth, and you may never run a car yourself, and you may never possess the riches of this world, but to have God.
Think of it. Of course, we've heard it 1,000 times, but you'll never know it if you don't follow Him. You'll never know what it means until you get up
and turn away from self and heed the voice that speaks so lovingly.
And why is it that we make such a job of it? Well, first of all, because we cannot see Him. But you know, if we saw Him, He couldn't do for us what He can do for us now, since He has beset us behind and before and laid His hand upon us, and since He has become the life-giving Spirit that fills this very body with resurrection power and makes this very body His body. Praise God, makes my mind His mind, makes my hands His hands. Every member of my body is His, a member of His body. He's the head. Oh, glory of all glories. Hallelujah. And I'm beside myself with joy over my Jesus. It is such a wonderful thing. And you know, some people think I'm old. I don't think so. I can't imagine myself being old. But some time ago when I passed through a sty, and not in the subway, but in Germany, there was such a sty, and a grandma with a child was on the other side, and she said, "Get out of the way so Grandpa can get through." I looked around to see where Grandpa was. But at any rate, I've gone through this life as a boy, and as a young man, and now a middle-aged man. And I can tell you, it works.